Ministry Podcast for Volunteers. Hey, if you are a volunteer who works with teenagers, you have found the right place. This is the right podcast for you. Listen, we love pointing teenagers to Jesus, and we are all about that. So we're glad you're here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day. Hey, I'm Chris Trent, and I work with teenagers for the Next Gen Ministry for the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. I've worked with teenagers for a little over 30 years now, ever since I was a teenager. And man, I simply love pointing teenagers to Jesus. I'm blown away to get to spend every podcast episode with my great co-host, Jennifer Fletcher. She's a good friend of my family. She loves my daughter and has done amazing things for her. And we see her whenever we're at church together from time to time. So Jennifer, how's it going? How's life?
Life's good. Like Chris said, I worked with him in full-time ministry, and I volunteer now. So if you're listening, I'm with you in the volunteer trenches. Right. I'm actually with seventh grade girls this coming Sunday.
Let's go, seventh grade girls.
Love some middle school. So yeah.
Yeah, man.
We're glad you're here. And hey, if you have listened for a while, you are excited for today's episode because we are bringing back, we've heard your cries, the petitions. Tim Kilgore is back with us today. Tim, how you doing?
Hey, how are y'all? It's great to be back. I know.
He tells everybody he got fired, but he didn't get fired. The internet just stinks in Waycross, so we've not been. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly. I think we finally got it going down here in South Georgia, down in Waycross. But excited to be with y'all today, and excited about our topic today as we're talking about ministering to teenagers who don't have parents involved in your church. That's a great, great topic. So. Excited about that. Excited about doing this today. So,
you know, this is a special one to me. This is the world I came from. You know, great parents, but they did divorce in middle school. We were completely unchurched, and I definitely fell into that category of being one of the kids that attended church and simply, didn't have parents that understood what church was all about. When I started talking about things like youth camp and stuff, they didn't know what that meant, you know? And so it'll be interesting to talk through this, as we do this. Jennifer, I'm guessing you've had girls in your ministry over the years that have had parents that fall into that category as well.
Yeah, I think it's so interesting too. And even knowing your story, Chris, like it takes a lot of courage for a student to be willing to attend and believe in something that is not supported in their home.
Yeah, totally.
And so just want to be super encouraging to these students, how brave and courageous of them. In not only a world that can be countercultural and against scripture, but maybe even in a family that maybe they're not against it. They just are uneducated in it, or maybe they are against it. And so we want to be able to support those students the best way possible. And so I'm super excited to jump into just a couple tips on how we can do that together.
Yeah. You know, and as we were talking earlier, Tim, you know, and listen, I mean, you're dealing with a youth group, and I'm guessing you have this situation as well. We want to make sure as we jump into these, you know, things to remember, if you will, the things to keep in mind. We want to make sure, remember also that we're not saying that every kid that has parents that are not involved in church, that they're terrible parents per se, right? They actually could be very healthy parents, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just sometimes you have kids who, you have families in your community who are not churched.
They may be great people.
Yeah, and you're leaning into your own kids, your own students, telling them, hey, invite your friends to church. Hopefully they're going to have non-Christian friends who are connected to non-Christian families that they can bring to church. So I think every church ministry, every small group leader is going to deal with this at some point, and it's good to have these things in mind when you're doing that. So I'm excited to be a part of this one today, so it's going to be good stuff.
Yeah, well, hey, let's jump into this thing. And ministering to teenagers who don't have parents involved in church, and we just want to talk through some things to keep in mind. Y'all, I'll kick us off here. So number one, remember they likely don't know church culture. So be patient and show grace. Now, we're talking about a teenager specifically here on this one, right? Remember, they likely don't know church culture. Now, I've got a personal story tied to this, man. In middle school, man, I got invited to church. Well, I got invited to go ride three-wheelers over the weekend with my buddy. So we loaded up the – I think I may have told this story before on the podcast. We loaded up the three-wheeler on the back of the El Camino, and I went and spent the weekend with my buddy. And on Sunday morning, though, we were going to go to church. So I got up. This was the 80s, right? So this has been a while back. Got up that morning. Put my deck shoes on because those were extremely popular at the time, the white deck shoes. And the dad said, you can't go to church without socks on. And it was like the craziest thing I'd ever heard, you know? And for whatever reason,
did you own socks? Do you have socks in Florida? Is that a thing?
I mean, you know, barely. I didn't have any with me. He made me wear dress socks with my deck shoes, which was terrible, you know. But, you know, that's one of those culture things, you know, and some of that's changed over the years, but there are still quite a few things, you know, even little things like when to be quiet, when to enter what room with reverence, when not to have reverence, and, you know, when to stand up during the service, and when, you know, all of these different things, man. If you've got a kid that's never done church before, friends, let's face it, church can be a little weird. It can be a little different. So we need to be patient and so grace there. What do y'all think?
Oh, totally.
I think it's so true, too. Like, yeah. You think the stories that we tell, you know, we're like, oh, well, y'all remember when Jonah and the whale, or you remember when you're like Father Abraham and his many sons. And they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. So trying to
That was me, dude. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, we got to remember these kids, they're not coming from a place where all our other kids are coming from. So just be kind and be patient there. And encourage the people that they're going to interact with to be patient and to be kind as well. And, you know, because we've all got that member who's back in the back wearing the tie all the time and looking at everybody else who doesn't. You just want to remind them, hey, this kid, he doesn't know that. So,
you know, for a while it was, and I feel like this has changed a pretty good bit, although I think it's probably still in a couple places. It was wearing a hat inside for guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, for a while that was a big deal. It was like, can't wear that. So, like, why not? Like, what? You know, so that was a real big deal.
I've had many
frustrating somebody right now.
You need to tell them kids to take those hats off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that kind of stuff. You're like, dude, what? You know, anyway. So, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
It's all good.
Jennifer, can you take number two?
Yeah. So, with that, just wanting to be mindful of these students, be careful with the language that you use. And with that, we mean both with the teenagers and the parents. Good. And we touched on it a little bit already about, you know, wanting to make sure that you're not embarrassing them or trying to talk over their heads, but really being mindful with the parents. When you're talking to the parents, they don't necessarily know what a small group leader is, what a youth group is, we're going to church camp, we're going to go on this mission trip. That's really important. All of these things that are common to you are not common if you didn't grow up in church. And so wanting to show grace there and be kind and explain things to them. Hey, we think it's really helpful to have a mentor for each student. How impactful would it have been for you to have a mentor in high school? We call those life group leaders or small group leaders or whatever it is that you're using.
Yeah. And Tim, you were saying in our pre-show stuff, you were even talking about, like, why are you asking for a certain amount of money?
Yeah. I mean, these kids and these parents aren't going to understand why I'm paying how much to send my kid off for a week to work. So kind of help them understand the purpose in it. And kind of help them understand with language they're going to understand. We talked about this too. Jessica talked about asking for their game schedule. A parent's going to look at you like a little strange when you're asking for a game schedule for like, something.
What?
So just
what?
So you're saying like a mentor. Yeah. I'm going to help
encourage them.
I want to cheer them on and that kind of thing. And so just be thinking about that. Be aware. Be cognizant.
Yeah, and when it comes to this one too, the other thing I wanted to make sure we talked about, you know, we talk about being careful with the language you use both for the parents, but also for the teenagers. I was even thinking along the lines of, man, you want, while you're teaching, while you're having your small group discussion, keep in mind that some of the illustrations, some of the way you use language, it's not even that they're unchurched. It's even that some of these kids may, in fact, come from homes that are broken. They're unchurched and broken. So you got to make sure that you are not assuming, honestly, this is probably kind of healthy to do with all kids in your group, but not assume that they all fully understand what healthy family looks like and all of that type of stuff. So just be careful with the type of language that you're using. And really, another way to say that would be just don't assume that everybody gets church culture, that everybody understands the language, because church language is a total, like, it's a unique language all to itself.
True. Very true.
That's
very
good. True. How about number three, Tim?
All right. This one, I was thinking, remember the non-church parents are not the enemy. All right. Respect the fact that they're the parents. I had a professor in seminary, and Chris, you had him too, Dr. Wes Black.
He said,
you know what? You don't love these kids more than their parents do. And that goes with non-Christian parents too. They love their kids and they're looking out for them. And so try to coordinate with them, try to understand them and try to help them understand the need for Wednesday night services or small group time or the mission trip or the different service projects you're going to do, and help them.
Yeah. And we do want to help them understand the services that they're doing, which is, it was awesome. And it leads us to our fourth point.
That's it.
Chris, as we're talking, but you know, as Tim was saying, hey, you can bring these parents in, and that's our fourth point. Bring these parents in and remember that by ministering to the teenager, you can then minister to the family.
Yeah.
And we talk so much about, you know, we want to point teenagers to Christ. That's why we're here. That's why you're listening to this podcast. You're not listening to this podcast if you're not interested in pointing teenagers to Christ. But those teenagers have the ability to then point their parents to Christ too. And so
and you've been doing this for a long time, Jennifer, right? And, and as folks that, you know, Tim as well, man, we've all heard these stories over the years of, you know, this one teenager comes to Christ as a result, the parents start coming in, then their parents come to Christ, right?
Yes.
So that's one beautiful thing about the possibility, you know, of reaching a kid with the gospel, man, each reaching a teenager with the gospel, because, man, it can really, it can impact the whole family in a positive way.
For sure. And it's just so cool, like, that the Lord gives us the opportunity to do ministry on such a large scale like that. And I think the other point that we were talking before the show, Chris, about is this is a great time where sometimes we can get so siloed into like, oh, I volunteer with children's ministry, I do student ministry, I do adult ministry. But this is where the church can come together collectively to minister to these families. And so work with the other departments in your church in this.
Yeah. So big. So, hey, here, let me catch this up here. So we're ministering to teenagers who don't have parents involved in your church. And we're just saying things to keep in mind. Number one, remember that they likely don't know church culture. Okay. So be patient and show some grace. Number two, be careful with the language you use, both for the teenager and for the parents. And then also, number three, remember that the non-church parents are not the enemy. So we want to be respectful there. And I think that's even especially true in today's culture where we tend to be so, putting people in one corner of the other, you know. And so I think that is huge. Number four, point them to Jesus. So remember, there's a chance by reaching the teenagers with the gospel, you're also going to reach the parents. Well, here's number five. Get to know the parents if you can, and let them get to know you. Y'all, we can't emphasize that enough. We talked about that in our pre-show. This is just that opportunity for you to make sure that as you're ministering to that kid, that when the opportunity arises, that you get to know that parent. This could be by attending one of their sporting events or attending like a band concert or something. Or as soon as that kid starts coming, just giving that parent a call and saying, hey, loved having your kid this week. Just wanted to introduce myself. You know, I'm Chris, and I just want to let you know that if you ever have any questions, I'm an open book. You're welcome to ask any of the questions. And, man, so glad that you're here. And I think that can go a really, really long way.
I think it can. And you know, Tim mentioned it earlier, too. But, you know, the parents, they love their children way more than you do. And so these parents, if you show them like, hey, my name's Jennifer, I would love to get to know your daughter during these next 3 years of middle school or 4 years of high school or whatever it is, those parents can help you so much. You're the volunteer. These kids are mysteries to you. The parents know them a lot better. And so they can kind of help point you in the direction to get that kid to open up or to talk or to figure out kind of where they're struggling, where maybe they would need some guidance. Parents are an invaluable resource to you, even if they're not believers.
Yeah, and I throw a bonus one in here as we're kind of wrapping this thing up here. I throw a bonus one in that just simply says, we're trying to keep this to be a short episode here, but, you know, a bonus would just be, and we didn't talk about this in the pre-show, but I know we all agree with this because of what we do, but just be praying for these kids and praying for their parents, you know, just on a regular basis, be lifting them up to the Lord. And you know, keep confidentiality as they're sharing things, potentially about their parents. But just be praying and praying. Ask the Lord for opportunities to connect with those parents and point them to Jesus as well. Listen, man, again, as a kid, we started by, you know, just touching on my story. Man, as a kid who, you know, parents, I love my parents, and I have a good relationship with my parents now, so this is not a slight on them by any means, okay? But you know, they were trying to figure out their own stuff at the time, you know, and so I needed someone that could, that was willing to reach out to me and help me along that journey. And I fit so many of these cat men. I didn't understand language. I didn't understand Bible stories. I didn't understand culture at all. And I had a lot of adults who were not just the staff, like not just the pastor and the youth pastor, but also the volunteers who were incredibly, incredibly patient with me. As I was trying to navigate all of that. And I'm telling you, friends, I don't think I would be talking to you today if it weren't for those folks that showed me grace. So, again, volunteers, if you're listening, we love what you do. We're so thankful for the work that you do, the way that you pour your lives out for teenagers. We want to encourage you that you are making a difference. You may not hear about it today. You may not hear about it at the end of the year. Jennifer may not hear about it this Sunday after she works with seventh grade girls. But I promise you just never know what one little moment can do as far as changing the life of a teenager. So we want to encourage you to keep up the great work. We need you in the church. We need you to get this done. Well, that does it for today's episode. Hey, if you've ever wanted to connect with a group of folks and network, we have an amazing Facebook group we want to invite you to. It's our student ministry Facebook group. And if you go to studentministrynetwork.com, if you bounce around on that, there is a link to our Facebook group. We would love to have you. It's a great safe place to ask questions and get ideas. If you ever have those, ask those. The only thing we would say, if you're one of those crazy Facebook people who like to post mean things, you're not invited. Like, this is not the Facebook group for you. Like, I will kick you out so fast. I don't even hurt my feelings. Like, I'm not even sad about it. Like, I would just, I'll get rid of you fast. Hey, studentministrynetwork.com will get you there. Don't forget also to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. That is always amazing. Jennifer, we've got a great episode coming up.
Great episode. And it's episode 40. I don't know. I feel like every 10, it feels like an anniversary. Yay, we're 40.
Yeah, let's go.
Join us next time, episode 40. We're going to talk about three things. Keep it simple. Things that every teenager needs to hear you say. As Chris was sharing his story, the impact that volunteers have is amazing. And we only have a short window of time with our students. And so want to really focus in on what are the three things that they need to hear you say, and probably since they're teenagers, they probably should hear you say it more than once. But we're excited. It's coming up.
Let's change the title. Three things teenager needs to hear you say multiple times.
And then repeat and repeat and repeat. And then maybe by the time they graduate, they'll have heard one of them. No, but we're super excited. So join us for the next episode coming up. Hey, and super thankful for the Georgia Baptist Mission Board that provides this resource, a great chance for us to get to talk about student ministry and for you volunteers to get to connect as you're volunteering and ministering to these students. Especially thankful for the churches that continue to give to the cooperative program.
Such a good thing. Awesome. Well, hey, friends, if you need anything, you can always find us at studentministrynetwork.com. That's the link I keep telling you there. You can also link to our information. And we're all on the Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, the Facebook. Can I sound any more?
The socials. We're not on the TikTok.
Listen, friends, we appreciate what you do. Keep up the great work. We will see you next time on the Youth Ministry Podcast for Volunteers.